Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and this morning we are talking with Nicole Petrick of the Pottery Art Cafe. This is an exciting new thing that's happening, and also an exciting new thing that's happening for you. You're sort of new to the area. We've got a lot of things to unpack here, but Nicole, I'm so glad that you're here and joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's go back to the very, very beginning with pottery. How did this happen in your life? I think that pottery is not necessarily something that it's not always taught in school. It's not always an option for kids in craft classes. What happened in your life that led you to the pottery?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough that I did get to just basically try pottery in high school. My teacher did not know what she was doing, but she did have a wheel, and she said, "You're welcome to try to teach yourself if you want to, if you have extra time in the class." So I kind of messed around with some things, didn't really get very far with it, though. And then when I went to college for something else, I really wanted to continue doing ceramics, but I also really loved Savannah College of Art and Design, and I had gotten a scholarship there, and so that was the school that I had chosen. They don't have ceramics as a major.
I didn't know that.
Unfortunately, they only have it as a minor.
Okay.
But at the time, I was also really getting into jewelry design and specifically even silversmithing, and so I decided to pivot and actually major in that instead. So that's what I do personally for myself, and eventually I will have my own jewelry studio as well, but that's something way on the back burner for now. I'm really passionate about anything you can really just get in there and make with your hands and create something. I really like creating things that are beautiful but also useful.
Yeah. SCAD is such a creative environment anyway. The campus there and the town itself. My sister went to SCAD.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you went there for jewelry making?
Yes.
But then you fell in love with ceramics.
Yeah. So, okay. I went for jewelry making. I absolutely loved it. I minored in painting as well because painting is also a passion of mine. And then after college, you know, going to college during COVID had its difficulties, especially going to an art school and having to take away classes while COVID. It was very difficult. And so when I graduated, I didn't have a lot of options. So I decided to move home and start working at the art studio that I had begun really learning how to paint and draw and even teach at.
And where was home?
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Yes. And so
you're already coming from a really creative place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I moved back to Austin, Texas, and started working at that studio. It's called Cordovan, and I have so much love for the artists there and the owners. They're amazing. And I began just teaching painting there and drawing, and then they started doing a pottery program, and they asked me if I could teach the pottery program. I said I haven't touched clay in a very long time, but I'll be willing to get back into it, figure it out, and after that, I started teaching classes and picking it back up and found that it's something I absolutely love to do. Mm. I love to take people who have never done it before and show them, like, yes, it's hard, but it's possible.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Yeah.
And they may not make the most beautiful pieces, but it's so much fun. And it's just a great experience to be able to go in and just create something out of nothing.
Yeah. There's something very therapeutic, I think, about clay. My dad is a potter, and so I grew up throwing with him on his wheel, and I'm not very good. I don't want to by any means say that I'm good at all. But there is something about it that is, it's almost a workout. I mean, people don't realize, like, you really, the way that you're holding your body for so long in a certain position, by the time you get done finally creating something beautiful, you're like, God, my back hurts.
It,
like,
is a physical effort. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What is your favorite kind of, do you like to throw? Do you get into raku? Like, where do you head with your pottery?
Raku's awesome. I haven't done it for a long time. I'm really interested in actually the more sculptural aspects of using clay. I love doing any kind of sculpture, especially animals. I love trying to copy all their individual textures and push myself to create pieces that are what most people would consider too thin and try to push that envelope and create pieces that are just a little bit past the boundaries of what maybe you should or shouldn't do.
A little quirky. I love that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on The Scene talking with Nicole Petrick. You are listening to The Scene. I'm Laura Holloway, and we're talking with Nicole Petrick of the Pottery Art Cafe. And tell me, Nicole, we've talked a little bit about your background and how you kind of fell into pottery and kind of came into this. You have not been a Tennessee resident for very long. Is that true?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Tennessee?
So I moved out here in March, at the end of March, because I really love the area. Living in Austin, I love Austin. Don't get me wrong. There are so many things to love about it, but it has lost a lot of its beauty, a lot of its peace. And that's the main reason why I moved out here. I wanted to find a place that I could drive down the road and feel inspired by the nature that was around me.
Which road?
I mean, so many roads. I mean, driving just from my house to work every day, it's stunning.
When you're in McMinnville.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you even find McMinnville? Coming from Austin, did you drive through here at one point? You're like, oh my God, it's great. Or
it was just a crazy coincidence, honestly. I was looking at a lot of different properties in a lot of different areas, all between Nashville, Asheville, and Atlanta. So a pretty big area. And we were just looking for the right property, the right place. And we just love so many things about the little town. It has everything that you need, but also everything that you don't need is not there, like the traffic and high prices for everything. It's just such a wonderful little place to be.
And you found this little place, and you found a pottery place. Tell me about this.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I want to say coincidence, but really it was God. working in my life, I feel like, it was such a blessing to find the little shop and that they were needing a teacher and started teaching. And then the owner, she just decided that she wanted to move on to other things. She'd been doing it for a while. And I
raised your hand.
I was like, you know, I will never get the opportunity to do something, live my dreams like this in this way again, I don't think. So I'll run with it. You know, maybe I'm not the most prepared at the time. I'm still kind of learning a lot of things.
Yeah.
Never owned a business before. So
hang that's, on, girl.
Yeah. You know, I'm learning a lot of things, but I'm meeting so many amazing people who are so willing to help me and are just have been so amazing.
Yeah. And it's such a wonderful kind of business that you're able to own and operate because you're giving people a way to be creative. You know, it's not like you're a tax service. Not that those aren't necessary in life, but this is a wonderful way to give people a way to be inspired and to chase their passions, which is kind of exciting. So it was called something else, but you have rebranded and rebirthed this as the Pottery Art Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Pottery Art Cafe. When you walk in, if you've never been there, what's it feel like?
All right. Yeah. So I'm really trying to create an environment where it feels very comfortable, almost like you're walking into your grandmother's living room, where you just have, you know, really comfortable seating and nice lighting and just pretty things everywhere
you look. It sounds like you had a really nice grandmother.
I did.
Some people's grandmothers probably feel that way walking into their living room. They're like, I don't feel that way.
Walking into my grandmother's living room.
Mine's the same way. I'm with you. Go ahead.
My grandmother is my biggest inspiration. She was an artist as well, and she taught me everything that I knew up until, you know, she passed. But I have a lot of her artwork up that helps me like really feel like it's a really
a
nice space. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can walk in and you can pick ceramics to paint anytime we're open. You can walk in and paint ceramics. And that takes it does take 1 or 2 hours. So plan accordingly.
But this is something that anybody could do.
Yeah.
Like it's an already made thing.
It's already made. Just pick your colors. Yeah.
Perfect.
Great. And then I fire it for you. You come back in 1 or 2 weeks and pick it up. And then you get to keep it forever. It's so nice to have a piece of your artwork that is archival. It will last forever pretty much.
Yeah. Well, until you break it.
Until you drop it.
You break it. I'm just kidding. I think it's wonderful that you have that because not everyone is, throwing on a wheel is difficult. And, and sometimes even hand sculpting, not everybody is as creative and can't necessarily see something from a lump of clay like an artist like yourself can.
Mm-hmm.
But there are opportunities for people to literally get their hands wet with this kind of art too. Tell me about that you have some classes that are happening.
Yeah, so on, let's see, Saturday mornings and Monday evenings right now, we've got 2-hour pottery wheel class, and that's with me. And you can walk in not knowing absolutely anything, and you will walk out with a bowl. I make sure that you do have a finished piece, even if you don't learn all the ins and outs of how to do
it. Even if your bowl is ugly,
even
you will still get a bowl.
There will still be a bowl.
Take that ugly bowl with you.
It might be small, but you will have a bowl.
It's not the size
and
of the bowl.
You'll also get, I'll walk you through all the steps and instruct you. It really does take two classes to finish a full piece. Mm-hmm. So then you have the option. You can come back and finish your piece and start a new one, or I can finish your piece for you, which is just trimming the bottom. And then you can choose to either opt for a clear glaze, which is included, or you can come back and use our glaze bar to glaze your piece however you want, using as many colors as you want.
Very exciting. There's so many other classes and things that are happening. We will talk more about those when we come right back here on the scene. We're back on the scene. I'm Laura Holloway, and we're talking with Nicole Petrick of the Pottery Art Cafe, which has just opened recently in McMinnville. And you are a recent Tennessee resident yourself and found this place and were so inspired to move here, and you've found this wonderful way to inspire people through the Pottery Art Cafe. There's a lot of really exciting classes and things that are coming up there, some things for teens and adults and even kids. Tell me a little bit about that. You were talking before the break on Saturday mornings and Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a class that's just kind of an open 2-hour. You can come and then you come back later and finish.
Well, you do want to sign up on our Facebook page right now, just because the classes are filling up and they're full for the rest of the year. So there's some openings mid-January now, which is super exciting, but it is
that's
a small
wonderful.
Class.
I was going to say, how many does it seat so that people would know, that it's emergency in getting your seat?
Yeah, right now it's only 6 people.
Okay.
I'm looking to add wheels in this next year, but right now I'm just 6 people. It's 2 hours. You come in, you will be guided through making your piece, and then you can decide if you want to come back and finish it or if you want me to finish it, and then you can come back after it's fired and glaze it. That's for the pottery wheel. And then if that's something that's a little bit too, out of your wheelhouse,
literally,
then you're welcome to also come to our adult hand building class. So if you are looking at a lump of clay and you're not seeing what it could be, no worries, because the class is 100% guided. It will be, starting in at the end of January.
So the whole class is making the same thing. You're showing piece by piece how to create something?
Yes. So if you come to the class, you don't have to participate in the project that we're doing. If you just want to sit down with a group of people in a classroom and work on your project, that's also totally fine. But I will have a guided project in every class, whether it's building something out of a slab where you roll it out with a rolling pin and then cut out a piece and create some kind of kitchenware or something more sculptural where it's like how to sculpt a bird or a cat or something like that.
Okay. That's awesome though. And then for people that don't necessarily, like you said, if they look at a lump of clay and they don't see much there, that's a good way to find their own inspiration through that. Then you told me a little bit earlier, you said that there is a homeschool art program that's starting in January for their second semester. That's really exciting.
Yes. We started that this last fall, and it went so well. It was 12 weeks and lots of students, and they did such an amazing job. They were so much fun. We're doing that again in the coming spring. So signups are open right now for that. It's just so much fun to get to introduce these kids to different art mediums that they've never seen before, like watercolor pencils and pastels and even clay, papier-mâché, something that I did not think that I would be introducing to these kids. Was so much fun. They'd never seen it before, and getting to introduce that to them was just such an amazing thing. And showing them different strategies and tools and color theory techniques so that they can elevate their own art and be able to express the things that they are, are wanting to, but having the right mediums to do that.
Or just something other than a screen.
Yes.
Something other than, you know, something outside of their norm. And also, you never know when you are providing that moment of inspiration for a child to say, oh my gosh, I could be an artist. I could do this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You said there's classes for ages 4 to 6 that are going to be happening.
So I think, sorry, I misspoke.
That's okay. Here, he'll edit it out. We'll go back.
Okay. 4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 p.m.
Sorry.
That's okay.
4 to 6 p.m. classes are classes available on Thursdays for the homeschool students who are, well, for those who are not homeschool and would like to also sign up for the classes, but can't make it because of school hours, they can sign up for the Thursday 4 to 6
Gotcha.
Class.
So those are for kids that are not in homeschool.
Yes.
That just want to do art classes.
Yes.
Awesome. Understood. There is a really fun class that's coming up, it sounds like, in Valentine's Day. Tell me about the ghost movie themed pottery class.
Yes. So if you've seen that movie, you know the iconic scene where
you haven't seen that movie, you know the iconic scene.
You probably know the iconic scene, yeah, where the girl is throwing her pottery and he comes behind her and like helps her throw the pot and they do it together, which is not really the best way to go about throwing a pot. But
if it's Patrick Swayze, it is probably the best way.
Absolutely. I wish he could be there, but unfortunately not.
In spirit. In spirit. As a ghost.
Absolutely. As a ghost.
As a ghost. See?
That would be cool.
But this is something that couples can sign up for together.
Yeah, it'll be
and
a couples
pottery
class.
They create something together. Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, how can people find out more about the Pottery Art Cafe, your classes, how do they get involved?
Right now, Facebook is the best way to get in touch with me or to find out about anything going on. I post as much as I can on Facebook about what's going on and also finished pieces. I love showing off the pieces that you guys do. And I'm sorry if you don't want your piece posted, please let me know. But I just love showing them off.
Your crooked bowl is beautiful to someone.
I think they have so much character and I just love showing off you guys' art. But yeah, Facebook is the best way. We're going to be launching a website very soon, probably this week or next week. And that will be on the Facebook if you want to go from Facebook to the website. But yeah.
Great. Well, anyone that's looking for something to do to inspire themselves creatively, to put their hands in the clay, or even for a fun night out, maybe with your significant other for a little ghost themed pottery night, get in touch with Nicole Petrick at the Pottery Art Cafe. Your energy and your creativity, you're infectious. Like, this is going to be a success for you, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.